Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Quality sleep is essential. That's why the Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs. Need a bed that's firmer or softer on either side? Helps you sleep at a comfortable temperature? Sleep Number Smart Beds let you individualize your comfort, so you sleep better together. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now, save 40% on the Sleep Number Limited Edition Smart Bed for a limited time. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at Sleep Number stores or sleepnumber.com.
Hey there, it's Michelle Norris. I'm host of a podcast called Your Mama's Kitchen. When I travel, I'm usually looking for a way to find a taste of home when I'm not at home. And one of the things I love to do when I am at home is entertain. And Airbnb allows me to do that. When I was in California recently, I rented a house that had a great kitchen. And when we were sitting around the table, we're all thinking, we're in someone else's house. Someone could be in all of our homes as well. If you have a home, but you're not always at home, you have an Airbnb. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host.
Here's a cool fact. A crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Another cool fact, you can get short-term health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. UnitedHealthcare short-term insurance plans are designed for people who are between jobs, coming off their parents' plan, or turning a side hustle into a full-time gig. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. Get more cool facts about UnitedHealthcare short-term plans at uh1.com.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom, like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads, generally for most people, are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
The following is a presentation of the Four Center podcast feed.
From the center of the galaxy, this is Four Center Show about Star Wars, pop culture, and the ultimate adventure, life itself. And today, the adventure of life is deciding pop culture and Star Wars. It's subjective wars. I'm Ken Napsok.
I'm Joseph Scrimshaw, and I'm thrilled and tortured to be here.
I'm Jennifer Landa, and I'm excited to debate.
This is our series where, as the title suggests, we take our own subjective opinions and don't necessarily turn them into facts. We turn them into strong-held opinions. But we also see if we, in the course of discussion, you can turn the other person in the room and to your side. It's how, you know, political debates should go in life. Just, you know, brandy and decorum. But who knows? We'll see where we're going. Today is a deceptively simple topic. It is Snow Troopers, mostly for the most part. We're saying the classic original trilogy Snow Trooper. But hey, if a First Order one pops into your conversation, it does. Versus Shore Troopers, which are very much new modern era 2016 Star Wars, but right smack dab in that original trilogy era. Shore Troopers, Snow Troopers. This is going to be a battle of your favorite action figures, maybe in the end. Jen, any opening thoughts?
I thought I knew where I was going. And then the more I started to dive into it, I swayed myself to a different direction.
Really?
Yes.
Okay. Yes. We'll keep that there. I want to come back to that in a second. Joseph, jump in here as you want. Opening thoughts on where your heart goes.
Yeah, we needed a new topic, and this one popped into my head because I like coming up with the ones that cause us the most angst. And yeah. I think these are probably my two favorite Stormtrooper variants. Hmm. So I thought that I was just going to be all in Short Trooper because Short Trooper is kind of my favorite. They're both absolutely cool and just totally ridiculous at the same time, which for me is a compliment in Star Wars. I like it to be deadly mm-hmm. serious and bonkers at the same time. But Snowtroopers mm-hmm. have long held my heart as, from my perspective, the original Stormtrooper variant, because,
yes.
you know, you come to Star Wars now, it's just like there's a bunch of them. But back in the day, Snowtrooper was the first, like, oh, they're not just always Stormtroopers. They mm-hmm. change fashion for the weather. And yeah. having grown up in snow, it's yeah. tough. But I thought I'd go in Short Trooper. I still might go Short Trooper. But when we were waiting to start recording, I brought up some images of the Snowtroopers. And like, they are damn cool. Mm-hmm. And maybe I haven't thought enough in my life about Snowtroopers. Yeah. Maybe they deserve mm-hmm. my vote.
And I like what you even said at the beginning. All well said in terms of sharing where your heart is right here and the torment going on. But even at the beginning, you said, you know, hey, subjective wars, we try to make these decisions really tough. We've had some big ones around there here and some big debates to come. And I think this is even harder because it's just something Star Wars fans know. The trooper conversations, the variants, who are your favorites? Obviously, a lot of folks know over the years I've talked about how much I love Biker Scouts, but it's like that's not the only design I love. I also want to say right here at the top, just in case we get some wonderful feedback, we understand that Coastal Defender Stormtroopers and Cold Weather Assault Stormtroopers might be their official classifications. All right, I have Wikipedia up, but we know. But we're going with Snowies and Beachies today.
Snowies and Beachies. Now, if I had to vote based on those titles, the first metric that comes to mind, Cold Assault is like fair enough. That is what they are. They function mm-hmm. in the cold. All troopers are going to have an assault function. Coastal Defender sounds like a bunch of shore troopers got together, got mad that they had a dumb name, started a petition to Palpatine, got 500 signatures of like, we need a really strong, tough name. We're coastal. Like, Coastal Defenders sound like a tire, in a wimpy tire that needs a tough name, right?
Yes.
Coastal Defender is like a total overcompensating title.
You know what? The Coastal Defender Stormtrooper sounds like the folks of Miami Beach who are like trying to make sure no one comes out for spring break anymore.
Yes. Coastal
Defenders. Not in our town. We're Coastal Defenders.
Get out of here, crab. We're Coastal
Defenders. It's already going, but yeah, Cold Weather Assault Stormtroopers. I like that more than mm-hmm. Coastal Defender. But that's the thing. I like Short Troopers. Like that's, I appreciate the real names here. Also known as Coastal Guard. Got it. It's Short Troopers, Biker Scouts, Snow Troopers, Air Troopers, Sea Troopers. That's what you want. Yeah, that's the toy factor to me. Mm-hmm. 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 Jen, you've already said a lot, but we don't know.
Right.
Where are you at?
So I'm at, initially, I was all the way in with Shore Troopers. And then my nostalgic heart went back to Snow Troopers. I also have some evidence, practical, about the actual armor that I will bring to this debate today. Putting myself in the snow shoes of the Snow Trooper or the Shore Trooper. Which would I rather prefer? Which life? And I have some evidence for that as well.
This is about the different eras of Joseph Scrimshaw's life. Mm-hmm. He was snowy. Now he's good at beach. And I'll say I need to put my chips on the table here. Snow Troopers are, man, they're near and dear to my heart because of the reason you said, Joseph. They're the first time. And again, I was in the theater for Jedi first. So Biker Scouts pop up because mm-hmm. of that. But there was something even going back with the old VHS tapes of going, wow. From here, and then all of a sudden, the new movie, new kind of troopers. I love that. That's been a staple. I still love that that shows up in Star Wars, which is why even if they fly now bothers you as a line, I get it. But the fact that there was a new version of troopers that flew, the fact that we had red ones, the fact we had flame troopers, executioner troopers, could go on and on and on. Mm-hmm. There's just some tradition I love. But that said, it's weird that we are coming up. We're 8 years out of Rogue One. Insane.
Whoa.
So Shore Troopers are that new band that is now a legend. And you sometimes still think they're a new band. but someone who has works in an oldies radio station and has to play songs from college that are oldies, it hurts your soul. But Shore Troopers have become classic in my soul. I just love that they showed up. I love what they do. I love the look. Love the feel. Love the rankings assigned to them. They're generally supervisors. Ah, oh, man, there's so much there. I'm starting Shore Troopers before we dive in.
Ooh, wow. Powerful, powerful.
All right. Okay. Joseph, where do you want to go here? What's your... Jen's got notes. She's got...
Yeah, I mean, weapons. I think... I would like to really truly look at environment as a tactic and like as a metric, rather, in which, which trooper is actually equipped for the job they claim. Cold weather assault sounds like they're actually fighting the cold, which means they should have... they should be flame troopers to melt the snow. But I'm curious for both of you about your relationship to the weather of it. Ken, you grew up on the beach. Both of you grew up in California. And I'm so curious to see how that might change your relationship with the snowtrooper to mine, where cold weather assault was a life or death thing growing up in Minnesota. So I'm curious about that aspect. Yeah.
I love the cold. And it wasn't like, you know, growing up in Pismo Beach in Rio Grande, like it would get cold. It'd be like nights of 20 degrees and you got coastal fog and it's a cold beach. It isn't a summery beach, but I still had more fond memories of heading to Green Valley Lake and the San Bernardino Mountains every Thanksgiving. And I love the snow. And there's something I think I was drawn to of that. The beach was like, it was, I could see it from my house. I had another beach. And so like the perfect, if there was rain troopers, cloudy troopers or cloudy with a chance of meatball troopers, that's what I would like now. So I think in terms of just weather, I think I was wistful for something I didn't fully understand, which was soul piercing cold. I understand where you would go. But I think that's why I liked them too. Well, but same with Biker Scouts and the Force. Like the fact that Crescent City was a real place that we could drive to was just like, I loved that idea. That I'd want to go to the forest as a kid and be a Biker Scout.
Jen, what is your relationship with cold and how does it affect how you feel about snowtroopers?
I get made fun of by my family because I do well in 75 degrees. Hotter, I kind of melt. Less than 70, I'm freezing. So it is odd that I would pick the snowtroopers. However, it is based on their suits and the armor that they have. They are prepared for the cold. They have thermal insulation. They have breath heaters, protective hoods, right? They're insulated. They're toasty warm inside it. Now with the I won't go to the Shore Troopers. That's my thing for the Snow Troopers.
No.
So I can handle the snow.
No, go for it. Go for your Shore Trooper. Yeah.
With the Shore Trooper, I mean, I didn't really look at exactly all the specs, but I know you're wearing a lot of gear and a helmet, which instantly, if I'm in the heat, I'm going to be roasting. That is unpleasant. Unless I have, like they did with the fuzzy characters at Disneyland, where they would put like little fans inside their hoods. Heads. Maybe if I had that inside my helmet. But otherwise, no, I don't want to be sweating in my armor.
Yeah.
All right. Snowtrooper armor was well insulated to protect against extreme cold with a suit and heated breather mask powered by a battery pack that lasts up to 2 standard weeks. It also included the ice beads. So I'm seeing nothing but a fan. I was trying to see if I can get a fan for you.
For the
snowtroopers.
For the snowtroopers, I'm okay with everything they have. It's the shore troopers
you want. I was digging into this on the fly.
Yeah, okay. I think Jen's making a really great argument of, does the armor do what it claims it's going to do?
Right.
Does the snowtrooper armor protect you from being the cold? Should the shore troopers be working on a beach that is actually hot? Is their armor in any way help them? I think this is where I get really torn with the snowtroopers because... Yep, it's heated. It covers everything. I think I've told the story before here on Force Center, the New Year's Eve when I lived in a small town in Minnesota where the gas pipe broke in our home because of cold. And on New Year's Eve, my mother had to take us to the local pizza place. And it was like negative 10 and huge gusting wind and like enwrapped us. So there was nothing, but like we could just barely see the flurries and you could feel like your eyelashes getting stiff from the cold. You know, when you've experienced that kind of cold, you're like, yes, the snowtroopers need to be isolated, like totally insulated. Right. The thing that's always, they look cool, but a Minnesota parent would look at that arm and go, well, what does the face mask tuck into? It's like, you can't just wrap a loose thing. Well, it's kinda, it wouldn't look cool if it was like tucked in. The total thing of like, well, you got to tuck in. There's a specific feeling. I don't know if you guys have ever experienced, especially if you're a kid or if you're shoveling and you got real warm gloves on, but unless it's really tight to your wrist, this little bit of snow creeps in and sits right on that sensitive part of your wrist. And it's this like numbing, freezing terror. And when I look at the snowtroopers, I feel that on my wrist because I feel like even if it's heated, that flaps open and snow's getting up on your little naked neck. I worry about the snowtroopers.
Worry about snow on your naked neck. I said, no, I didn't experience it because usually we were back in the Subaru by the time the snow got into the car we went. This is fascinating. We're talking about a lot of personal experiences here. The gear. I don't have any rebuttal against the snowtroopers not working. There's something in the simplicity of the design I love. I don't understand why they got the little flaps, the little cape skirt kind of legwear. But I was going to ask you, Joseph, did you have that on the playgrounds growing up?
Well, we didn't have, butt wind protection, I guess. Well, that's a horrible thing I said. You know what I mean.
That's a shirt.
Yeah, we record live to tape, as Ken says. Editing that out. Anyway, no, I mean, I think that's in the grand tradition of purely aesthetic. I feel like they let some designer was like, you know what would really mask that, match that long look on the face? If they also had like a long flowing look on the lower part of their body, there'd be nice balance aesthetically. There's balance. Yeah. I mean, if they're sitting in the snow a lot, I guess there's that. If they're sitting in the snow, then it can soak into their pants. Yeah. Trooper, to Jennifer's point, is the shore trooper. I'm kind of nitpicking the snow trooper because my biggest complaint is that it's open and snow could get in the face flap. But the shore trooper, I think there is potentially more to complain about in terms of I love the design, but I don't know how unprotected thighs like. Is that the best place to breathe heat?
I think, as someone who puts his legs out of the blankets at night, like a lot of folks, to keep cool, maybe. Do you think they should have just gone shorts, just leaned into it?
Yes.
Malibu Defender stormtroopers?
Yeah, like big 100%. Boots. And then it really does feel like we can't just do straight up shorts. So we'll just alleviate some heat by open thighs.
It's the breathability. Jed, where do you go?
Yes, they have breathable. I'm looking at the Rogue One visual dictionary and visual guide, and they have like these cargo pants, maybe looks like cotton material, canvas. So there's some breathability there. Mm-hmm. I don't know. Look at this. You're going to be hot.
Yeah, you call them cargo pants like that. I've always incorrectly referred to them as capris, and I don't know how.
That's a very different look. Yes. That's the Mary Tyler Moore trooper from the Dick Van Dyke show.
The protection angle is interesting because of all the troopers out there, these seem to be the ones that are like, look, you get the nice assignment of working the beach, you might get shot in the leg. It's a trade-off.
You're definitely bleeding out of a major, thigh artery there. Ken, you've spent a lot of time on beach. Yeah. And as Anakin rightly points out, the sand does get everywhere. Do you feel the shore troopers are equipped to deal with that crisis?
I think so. And I think this is how I would dress for the beach. Sweatpants, a hoodie, pulled tight. The beach I went to as a kid was mostly 52 degrees, foggy. But the sand was the sand. And that's what I do like. I think this is more practical. I think that you're exposing a little crack that is a flaw with the snowtrooper design of there's just a millimeter of space to get that snow in your face. Now, you might wear a mask underneath it, too. You got the breather mask. There's a lot under the masks. I get that. But I think there's something, too, about the maneuverability of the coastal trooper. You're not I've always felt the snowtroopers, they're not sprinting. They're not moving fast. Maybe you don't need to in the snow. But that the troopers, the shore troopers, you're running on the beach. You're dodging. You're rolling. You're swimming. I don't know. I like that.
Yeah. Yeah. I don't know if their cargo pants are water resistant, but they can wade. Yeah. They're good at wading.
They're wading.
Sure.
Yeah, waders.
Yeah. They're absolutely waders.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real-life store stage. All the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is there to help you grow. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 36% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Get a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/work. Shopify.com/work.
Mother's Day is around the corner. Find the perfect gift for the mom in your life with a stunning piece of jewelry from Blue Nile. From timeless pearls to dazzling gemstones, Blue Nile has something she'll adore. Need it fast? Most items can ship overnight. Plus, enjoy guaranteed free shipping and returns. Don't miss our special Mother's Day deals. Save big on the season's most beautiful trends. For a limited time, get up to 50% off by going to BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
Quality sleep is essential. That's why the Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs. Need a bed that's firmer or softer on either side? Helps you sleep at a comfortable temperature? Sleep Number smart beds let you individualize your comfort, so you sleep better together. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now, save 40% on the Sleep Number limited edition smart bed for a limited time. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at Sleep Number stores or sleepnumber.com.
A lot can happen in the next 3 years. Like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans are available for these changing times. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer budget-friendly, flexible coverage for people who are in between jobs or missed open enrollment. The plans last nearly 3 years in some states, with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. So for whatever tomorrow brings, UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans may be for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom, like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
Hey there, it's Michelle Norris. I'm host of a podcast called Your Mama's Kitchen. When I travel, I'm usually looking for a way to find a taste of home when I'm not at home. And one of the things I love to do when I am at home is entertain. And Airbnb allows me to do that. When I was in California recently, I rented a house that had a great kitchen. And when we were sitting around the table, we're all thinking, we're in someone else's house. Someone could be in all of our homes as well. If you have a home, but you're not always at home, you have an Airbnb. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host.
What do you guys think about the difference in the armor color? Like, okay, the snowtroopers, they match the snow. They blend in real well on Hoth. You can see how they would, especially they're lying down and sniping. Nobody's catching them, right? One of my favorite aesthetic things about the shore trooper is the off-white, is the beige.
Yes.
Is that practical? Are they going to be able to disappear on beach?
Yeah, you're not going to know where they're coming from. They're going to crawl along. They're going to look like the beach. You might. The only addition is maybe tape some kelp to you, so it looks like some sea kelp come up on there. But I like it, and I agree with you. Just in terms of visuals, why a lot of people look at, celebrate Rogue One. Love Rogue One. We love the kind of look and feel of it that's shown up in Andor. It's a very realistic kind of approach. It's very OG trilogy. I get it, and it works for me. And that was one of the things. So just seeing the shore troopers, they look like sand and they get everywhere too, so I love that.
Jennifer, yeah. You've been doing lots of research. Are you finding anything?
I discovered something that now is making me team shore trooper if I were to be a trooper, and that is, so here they're talking about Scarif's isolation, mm-hmm. and the heavy defenses that surround it mean that shore troopers do not expect to see combat operations. Basically, they're chillaxing on the beach. They have a lot more downtime. Mm-hmm. I also learned that there are less of them because they're not really needed that much. To me, this sounds like a good game. It's like the freelance life, right? Like sometimes you might be
freelance life.
I'm used to this. I'm used to this world.
I don't know about that. Oh, I love that. Mm.
Yeah. So I mean, they're like Ken.
It's appealing.
Yeah. Their job is beach. Yep. It's ill-defined.
Yeah.
Could be a warm beach. Could be a cold beach.
And there's a sense that Scarif's a little different, but there's a little bit more defend. We see them in action, right? And they're a little more skilled. They all come in, I think, with the rank of sergeant. Other ones have rank of lieutenant. But like you go to Andor and Niamos, you know, they're there to – it's – I don't want to – you know, especially in that arc, they're more the police officers on the street. But they're not – they're not the bullet catchers that this thing other troopers are to me. They're there to interact with and oppress the communities that they're in, to take a piso or two as a payment. They're to do more of that stuff. So it's nice to know that appeals to you, Jen, that you want to steal some pisos and arrest people.
Do you think Palpatine looked around the galaxy and said, like, okay, well, there's a lot of snow planets, snow troopers we need practically, biker scouts are their snipers and most expanded stuff, you know, the mountain. Like, a lot of them make sense to territories and terrains. Yes. Do you think Palpatine at one point went, you know, a lot of people feel happy on a beach, and I got to end that. I need a trooper there to just ruin people's day. This is where you go to escape from me. Andrew said he wanted to go somewhere warm and easy, and Palpatine's like, I'm going to make every beach just, I'm kicking sand on your blanket parties, everybody. Here are my shore troopers.
Yeah. I think there's some truth to that. I think Palpatine is that petty. I think he takes away that kind of joy whenever he can. You can't even relax. You know, they're there. And then there's this idea of like, well, they're not the super armored, you know, aggressive brand of troopers out there. These are the beach guys. It's like I always back in the Data Bank Brawl days, people always make fun of cops on bicycles. And I'm always like, do not. They are more high. They're actually more advanced. They get that gig because they can handle their own. They can chase down a car and a bike. That's why they're there. It's not an easy gig, but I think it's the perception. So I think shore troopers have that. Everyone's like, shore troopers. Oh God. Now suddenly I'm being choked by a KX droid where they take my pizzas.
And
Jen's over there going, do it.
But, if I was a shore trooper, I would know the members of the community. I would enforce things based on like, hey, so-and-so, you know, don't do that. I'm going to tell your mom. Yep. Like, I feel like there's more room for me to be more of a shore trooper for the people.
Yeah. Neighborhood beach policing. Yeah.
You're talking about
who's in your neighborhood.
Exactly.
Yes.
Community-based policing. My old boss, when he was a sergeant, he would say he would regularly go down, like South Central, he would go play basketball in uniform. And he was very popular because he was good. He was a good baller. And that's how he tried to like, hey, you know, let me break through some of these barriers. And he would just every day go down, get out of his car, play some hoops, Sam Brown belt on, everything. And they'd always be like, hey, why don't you take your uniform off? He's like, I'm not going to do that. So that's the kind of shore trooper you want to be, Jen.
That's what I want to be. If I'm a snow trooper, I can't. There's no mess. It's like literally it's life or death.
Yeah, yeah.
I don't want to die. So that's I'd true. Rather be on the beach.
In theory, if there was a snowy community, you could just go around like using your advanced snow plowing machinery and, you know, making people's homes accessible. I don't think they're doing that on Kijimi, but.
Right.
They could. Yeah.
Fascinating.
This is fascinating to think about which one you'd want to be. I think maybe part of that comes to it. You know, metrics for me are action figures and aesthetic coolness and that. But there's also like, well, which one do you want to be? I think.
Yeah. Valuable. Which one do you want
to
be?
I think some of it comes to their actual training. Like, so I would imagine snow troopers are, not only do they have the equipment for the heat, I'm sure they're like trained to be like, it's an entirely different thing to run on snow. And, it's slippery and crunchy and you got to know when you're going to fall through. And I bet they're trained to work with glare, because that's another thing you're going to encounter in sun is like sun hitting the snow. There's that glare, right? So I can imagine lots of ways that snow troopers are trained for combat in that terrain. How do we think shore troopers are trained to fight on beach? Is it just that they can wade? We've seen that. Mm-hmm. But what are their other like sand techniques combat wise? How would you train them differently, Ken?
I think lifting the knees is number one. Get those knees high when you're running. I think it's a different kind of pacing, right?
Yeah.
Having not run a lot in the snow, I don't know, but it's a different kind of endurance. It isn't about speed. It's about sticking through it. I used to try to go running on the beach when I was in college. Didn't work well for me, but you're not going to be Rocky and Apollo on the beach running and frolicking in the water. It's a little tougher run. So I think you're right. It's a little more of a long-winded endurance is needed to fight. And I don't know how you could use your environment. Both of environments can be used to your benefit, but snow is a little different.
You can dig in and hide on the beach, and they're the right color for it. I also just think there's something really funny in that about them being the coastal defenders, because like they're not aqua troopers. They're like,
right.
If the problem gets more than 3 feet in the water, they're like,
yeah, right.
Our authority ends here, sir.
Oh no!
are there rebels? Oh, how deep are the rebels in the water? Because until they come on the shore, they're not our problem.
Yeah. It's like video games now have changed, but like the first Red Dead game, like you die in the water. The second one, you can swim. Like the shore troopers, like as far as we can go.
So they remind, like when I worked at Kinko's, there was like we had one guy who did the digital work at the time, who sent files over, and he would not touch anything that wasn't digital. He'd be like, I'm digital. I will not touch a piece of paper. I won't make one physical copy, even if you need the help. I'm a digital guy. It was like technically his job, but he was like one of those, like, I am not a team player. I'm a stickler to the letter of the rules, not the spirit of the rules. You're like, I can't make a physical copy. I'm a digital guy. And I feel like the shore troopers are like, yeah, no, I can't go into the water. I can't go too far into land either. I operate only on this strip of sand.
Only right here.
I like it.
Yeah,
Jen Solon's gig. You mentioned figures. We'd be remiss if we didn't mention like figures and which one you want or which one looks better. And I like think Shore Troopers has the slight advantage of being in the modern era, a little more detail and sculpts, all that kind of stuff. I don't know if I have a Black Series 6-inch, but I know they had them. Jen, your collecting miles may vary in these modern times, but what figure has the advantage?
For me, it's the snow trooper. I mean, you get it next to, an AT-AT. Sorry, AT-AT, right?
We stand AT-AT here. At least.
Okay. But you put it next to the AT-AT. How cool does that look? The shore trooper for me just doesn't have the same effect on the shelf. It looks cool. If I put a palm tree next to it, sure. But there's nothing like the snow trooper.
There's some classic about that snow trooper figure too, and it's all its versions. I had the little micro sets from Kenner. I have all the snow trooper ones. Something about that.
They came in so many different poses. There's one that's laying on the ground.
Right,
so exciting. Yes. But no, it was literally like that. I'm creeping along the snow. Is that micro one was so cool? I never got the original Kenner, so I think part of the snow trooper fascination for me it was the one that got away. I never had the original Kenner snow trooper. I have two shore troopers. I have a carded one. No, I have three, and then I have the vintage collection, and I have a two pack with Bistan. The shore trooper aesthetically, just as an action figure, is one of my favorite action figures. I love joking about like why is the thigh the only thing that's exposed without armor? How do they function? Coastal defender, but they just look so damn cool. There's something about them that just, from all the new troopers we've had in the new era, mm-hmm. they are the coolest looking to me. I think it's that beige, that fun mystery of looking at them going, what exactly do they do? Why are they that way? It's just like this endless adventure. The action figure wise, the short trooper wins just a little bit for me.
Mm-hmm. I'm with you. I think I'm trying to take out the modern age factor where you just have more points of articulation to draw you in. But even beyond that, there's just something that works so well on the shelf. I do love the classic. I too think I didn't get the classic Kenner Snow Trooper. I have to double check on that. I don't think I did. But yeah, there's just something about it that the figures came out, that it just drove home the point of design. I've said before, I have a couple of friends who are like, I didn't really like Rogue One, don't really love modern Star Wars, but it did give us the Shore Troopers, and that's a win. So I think I'll collect the Shore Troopers still over the Snow Troopers. There's something too, just like, even if you were to say, hey Ken, you walk in and there's two 6-inch Black Series, there's a Snow Trooper and a Short Trooper, which one you want? I'm going to the Short Trooper every time, because the other ones are just like, yeah, it's a white sheet of snow. This is kind of detail.
Yeah, I can see that.
Yeah, it's hard. Well, so that's our action figure votes, but do we have more to talk about before we go to our final vote? What do you think, Ken?
We're getting there. We've talked about do you want to be them? We've broke apart the actual designs in terms of functionality. Are those shorts? Are those cargo pants or capris? I think capris win. No. And then the legacy of the Snow Trooper. Where else? Anything? A dangling participle of an idea? Anything you want to go? Anything? You final points, Joseph.
Yeah, I mean, I suppose the Snowtroopers, we are really concentrating on the originals from Empire Strikes Back. They have their evolution in the First Order era. And I almost just wish the First Order ones were a little bit closer to the original. They're cool. They're cool, but they're not distinctive enough. They're not unique enough for me. And I like the new First Order Stormtroopers. I like that evolution. I like the...
I like the regular ones more than the other ones.
Modernized. Right. I love the Flametrooper. Phenomenal First Order Flametrooper. So I'm not just down on First Order Troopers. I just think they're not quite distinctive enough, you know? So I think Snowtrooper, there's more than one kind of Snowtrooper, which gives them a vote. Short Troopers are mostly just differentiated by their command structure, which for me only makes it better, because then you get one that has got a lot of blue on him.
Okay. Yeah. I like where you're going with that. Yeah. I don't want to get down on the First Order Snowtroopers, but they weren't my favorite. I liked that they were there. It's definitely part of it. You'd expect that. But I like it. Yeah. I do like just the classic the Force Awakens regular Stormtrooper. Mm-hmm. I like that redesign, which was a tweak more than redesign, I guess you would say. Jen, final thoughts?
I'm going to provide some more evidence for the Shore Trooper. I stand corrected, because they do have temperature controlled bodysuit. They also have fewer plates, allowing them for a more flexible and lightweight fit.
There you go. They can run better. They can weigh better.
And I have ran on both the beach and in powdery snow. And my experience, very limited, has been I'd rather run on a beach than falling in the snow, which I have done. Because when it's, Joseph, like you tell me, when it's like powdery, it's super deep. How do you get through it? You can't. And if I'm running for my life, that's it. I'm toast.
Honest snow walking in Star Wars is demonstrated to us by Luke Skywalker when he's, you know, that sometimes some of the most miserable times of my life, it's where Star Wars has been there for me of like, I'm 8. I've never been drunk, but I think this is what it looks like when adults are just like going back and forth, falling all over yourself the way Luke is when he's just kind of wobbling through it. Like there's nothing for it, you know, and when there's like a big snowfall, a couple times in Minneapolis when I was an adult where like everything was shut down and people are just wading through it to get to like a friend's house or that because it's a snow day now and everything is canceled. And everybody looks like Luke trying to escape the Wampa Cave.
Right.
So I agree. Sand, you're going to shift, right? You're going to shift a little bit. But snow, you're going to shift. You're going to fall through. You're going to slip. There's way more to go wrong in snow, I think.
Yep.
Yes. Yep. Sand, it's that, especially if you're walking up sand dunes, you're taking 15 steps to move one. but you're aware of it. Yeah, the Luke image. That's a good good use of that.
There's no sexy volleyball games in snow.
Right. Maybe in Finland where they're more used to the cold. All right. I think we've come to the end here. We've got to determine, did anyone flip? Did anyone turn around? Are we standing steady? Snow trooper versus shore trooper. Joseph, I'm gonna start with you because Jen seemed to, she's done some switching here. I want to see where she ends up.
Yeah, I think I've gone through a lot. I think I've processed a lot emotionally. I think I'm moved by Jennifer's research, but more importantly, I think the metric ultimately of who would I want to be? And I have many treasured memories of snow. I'm probably live somewhere where there's snow again. But look, if I have to be a tool of a vicious imperial government, I'd rather hang out on the beach defending the coast from absolutely nothing while looking really cool than being sent into actual environmental hell, incredibly difficult conditions. If my armor fails me, I'm done for. And rebels and various monsters are taking pot shots at me all the time. I want to be a shore trooper. So my ultimate conclusion is, one, I need to heal old wounds and buy a Hoth snow trooper action figure.
Right.
And my vote's going to be shore trooper. This is, nostalgia loses this one. It's shore trooper for me.
All right. That's big. I'm going to slide in here because I have not moved. I have not moved at all. I love the snow troopers. I love Empire Strikes Back. I love everything about it. I love even them setting up an E-Wib repeating blaster and dying immediately. I absolutely love it. But shore troopers is that new thing that instantly feels like a classic, instantly feels like it's been in your life the whole time. It's new, but it's slightly an improvement on what was before. I'm not saying it's like Wings was better than the Beatles, but I'm just saying I would have bought a ticket for Wings just as much as the Beatles back in the day. I'm going shore troopers. Jen, take us home. Sounds like you might have switched sides, but I need to know.
I have flipped like a burger. I am now team shore trooper.
Wow.
100%. And that is because putting myself in the shoes of that trooper, it just makes more sense. It's more glamorous of the gigs. Yeah. It's a lot more fun. You hang out with your buddies, right? Hanging out on the beach.
Busted
don't have
heads.
To go in the water. Right? Don't have to go in the water. Not a lot of danger. The only sad thing is that with the Empire on the decline later on, the jobs become fewer and fewer, which, you know what? Again, I can relate in the entertainment world. So this is my life. I am a shore trooper.
This is true. You can end up on Morak.
Yeah.
Right. Shore trooper. But until that time, you're just kicking back with your buds and all those confiscated pisos. What happened to them?
Happened to them? Well, we've done it. Clean sweep. Sorry, snow troopers. Shore troopers has won the day. What do you think? We want to hear in the comments down below if you're watching on YouTube or if you're listening to us. Please tweet us your reasons. Have fun like we do here. It's Subjective Wars, which means in the end, it's all subjective. Wonderful, wonderful, wonderful stuff. All right, let's get on out of here. We can be found on social media at Force Center Pod, at Twitter, Instagram, Threads, Hive, also on Facebook at Force Center Podcast. Post comments over there as well. Merch available at tpublic.com/user/ForceCenter. As a podcast, we're everywhere. Just search, you'll find us. We are on YouTube. Subscribe there if you'd like. And don't forget, you can support us directly at patreon.com/ForceCenter. You can also follow me at Ken Napsok or my website, kennapsok.com. I don't want to spoil it too early, but I think I'm going to be making my debut in Minneapolis as a city later this year. But I don't think we'll be going during the snowy times. But I'll still take some advice, Joseph, on what to do with drunken bears in airports. So find that on my website. Where can they find you, sir?
You can find me giving Ken too much information about Minneapolis. You got to do this and this and this. I'm excited for that. You can find me on all the social media at Joseph Scrimshaw is my handle everywhere. You can check out my website, josephscrimshaw.com, for updates on when our short horror film, The Nightmare Adorable, is playing in May 4th, Star Wars Day. I will be in Seattle for a showing of the film at Crypticon Seattle Convention and Film Festival. So if you're interested, come check that out. As for right now, you can find me shopping for Snowtrooper action figures online irresponsibly.
There you go. Jen, where can they find you and your tales of running in both snow and sand? I'd like to know more about this. Where can they find
you? You can find me on all the social media sites at Jennifer Landa or TikTok at Jennifer Landa 1138.
There you go. All right. We've done it. We've decided that the subjective wars have been fought. We'll see you next time here on Force Center.
deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Flexibility is great. That's why there's yoga. Flexibility for your insurance coverage is great too. That's why there's United Healthcare Insurance Plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, United Healthcare Insurance Plans offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for medical, vision, dental, and more. One of these plans may be right for you if you're, say, between jobs, coming off your parents' plan, turning a side hustle into a full hustle, or even missed open enrollment. Want more flexibility? Find out more about United Healthcare Insurance Plans at uh1.com.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.